Alejandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. You said that well. Good job.
I try. I've had practice. What the hell was Johnny thinking putting you up as replacement nominee?
What a jerk, right?
What?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, bro, are you serious? You have no idea how many mountains I had to climb to keep your butt in this game. I was astonished. I begged him not to, but I think he was convinced after Kayla's admission of her unwavering love and loyalty for Liv and I that we were going to vote to keep Kayla, which was not the case, but I couldn't convince him otherwise. I don't think it was his deep intent to send me home, but I also do think that he wouldn't be super mad if the house flipped by me going home, is what I think, anyway.
This game is amazing to watch, but it's got to be a headache at times to play. My God, how did you calm yourself when times got super crazy in there? What did you do?
I smoked. And I went outside when we were allowed outside, or I would just crawl into the red room with Olivia and just trash everybody for hours on end.
The second you heard that you were leaving, when those words were uttered, what went through your mind?
Fury, frustration, anger. I just was like trying to compose myself because I knew we were live and I didn't want it to just be like over and over again. So I tried to compose myself going up the stairs, and then I couldn't contain myself anymore. But in reality, if I could go back, I'd say even more than what I said. I definitely would have left them with a little bit of extra to ponder on and eat each other alive with.
Was there any phrase or set of words you would repeat to yourself to try and stay focused in the game?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've said a million times throughout this game, you can never be too comfortable. The minute you get comfortable is the minute you go home, and that proved to be true for me as well. I think I trusted the fact that Will and Paris would see Kayla as the obvious choice because she had blatantly lied to both of them and thrown them under the bus, and I felt like I had shown loyalty throughout the game to them, so I did feel comfortable that they would do what they said they would do, and that was my fatal mistake. I should never feel comfortable. I should have fought as hard as Kayla did, if not harder, actually.
So why didn't you and Liv round up the troops and use your charm and smarts about this game to break up Dayla like forever ago?
Because Dayla was very useful for us for a very long time. The reason I think we got as far as we did is because we came up with the mumbo jumbo that the duos are going to take each other out in a potential triple eviction that lay ahead. And I think for a long time that little scheme worked and people didn't bother to target us. Instead, they targeted each other. So Dayla was an essential shield for us for a long time. And it was bound to happen that we'd be pinned against each other. I was just hoping that I would survive a little longer, to be honest.
There were a lot of blowups this season, and you versus Kayla, along with Paris versus Kayla, was pretty epic. Do you think you guys will put the bad blood aside and be friends outside this house, you and Kayla?
I actually have no hard feelings towards Kayla. I think she did exactly what she was supposed to do. She fought tooth and nail to stay in the house, and I actually have a lot of respect for her campaign.
So let's go back to the Erica vote for just a sec. That was a huge, huge turning point in the game. Do you regret voting her out and saying her name for her to leave?
No, I actually don't regret that at all. I think keeping Will was the right thing. I think there were moments this week where Will was looking to get specific answers out of me, and I didn't give him the answers that he wanted. And I think that's where things turned for Will and I. I don't think it was that week. I think, if anything, that showed him loyalty. I think Erica was a comp beast that needed to be taken care of because I don't know that we would have had a second chance like that. Much like Johnny. Johnny is a comp beast that should have been taken care of last week, but it was my silly mistake to fight to keep him.
So many strong players sent packing this season way too soon. What move and by who surprised you the most this season?
Well, I gotta be honest, I think Johnny putting me up and sending me home was the biggest surprise of all.
Ali, you're off to the jury house and you will help pick the winner of BB Can 6. But who do you hope, fingers crossed, who do you hope joins you next week, and what do you want to say to them?
Paris and Will, I want to see them more than I want to see my mom. I cannot wait to see them and say, you big stoop, and just laugh at them hysterically, because that means that somebody went back on their word just like they did, and it'll be a sweet, sweet gratification to see them walk through that door.
You and Olivia need your own spinoff. I've already got the name. Life with Liv and Allie.
Yeah, I love it.
Cameras following you around Kardashian style. Are you down?
Oh, my God. I'm so down. Can you pitch it to the network? I'm down. Send it over. I'll sign off immediately.
All right. You ready for a quick little speed round? Just the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Okay. Let's do it.
Smartest player this season.
Me.
Sneakiest house guest.
Paris.
The I'm so out to lunch, but hey, I'm along for the ride award this season would go to?
Will.
Easiest vote out this season?
Veronica.
The hardest vote out?
Erica.
If blank wins it all, I'm going to throw my remote at the TV.
Maddie. I'm going to throw my TV out is what I'm going to do.
Alejandra, thank you so much for hanging out.
No worries. My pleasure. Thank you.